It's 11 trivia questions on all things purple. All these answers have something to do with the color purple. This is Trivia with Buds. It be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds, and today, special guest trivia writer, Scott Buds. My brother wrote all these questions down in Orlando, Florida. He's been coming up with some good rounds for me to use at my live nights, and I've been recording a few for episodes here and there, but I just want to give him a proper shout out. If you like today's episode, Scott Buds down in Orlando, Florida. Thanks, bro. Appreciate it. A lot of fun stuff going on in the world of pop culture. Guys, I scored me some stuff. Earlier today, I woke up at 6 a.m. and I tried to order Andy with a banjo and Golden Face Jim and Dwight with blonde hair, which comes with a t-shirt that says fact on it. And it has Dwight with blonde hair on the t-shirt as well. Tried to get all three of those things on Target.com. And I was only able to get the Dwight shirt and Funko combo. But I got that shipped. It says it already actually shipped today, so I should get it probably Tuesday, I'm thinking, with the holiday. And I could not get the Andy or the Jim. And if you've been listening lately, I've been talking about collecting these office exclusives as the first thing I'm collecting back from being debt-free with the family. And I'm having fun doing that. And these came out today at 6 a.m. Pacific time. So I tried to get them, added them to the cart, was able to do that, was able to check out with PayPal, and then I clicked pay with PayPal or whatever it was, and it just took me to like a blank Target screen. And I'm like, no. And my card didn't get charged. So then I got an email from PayPal that was like, do you want to complete your transaction at Target? And I clicked it, and it brought me back to that same blank page. So Target's website kind of pooped the bed. And I was already up, and there's a Target that opens at 7 a.m. by my house in Rancho Cucamonga, California. So I ran over there, was there by like 6:40, got in line behind a nice couple who I made friends with, right behind them at the front exit or the front entrance. And I think about six or seven people kind of came behind me, and everyone was trying to get these Funkos. A few people were trying to get Stranger Things ones because they had 11 with a teddy bear from the end of season 3 and Will the Wise dressed up as a wizard as exclusives at Target. So some people were grabbing those, and some people were grabbing the two that I was grabbing and the Funko Dwight shirt combo. So we got in there. They let us in a nice single file line at 7, and they had a big shopping cart full of the Funkos, and you got to pick any two things you wanted. So this specific Target kind of limited what you wanted, but luckily all I needed was the two things. But they probably only had six or seven Golden Faces and Andes. So I think pretty much everybody that was there got one if they wanted one, and then maybe like a Stranger Things exclusive as well. But that's just a little Funko shopping I did today, and helped complete my exclusive collection. I'm still just looking for Bookface Jim, which was the Chase Funko exclusive when you bought a big case of the initial set. So I need to get Bookface Jim, and I need to get Jim dressed as Dwight, which was a box lunch exclusive. If you're listening to this and you're like, what the hell is he talking about? This is not for me. I'm just nerding out over some fun stuff, and maybe you like that. If you like trivia, I feel like you have a Funko Pop on your desk somewhere, right? Some kind. There's like 10,000 of these things that you can collect, and I'm on these office exclusives right now. Quick shout out to Alex Trebek. Not that he listens to the show, but I just wanted to put it out there. He's already back taping episodes after his stage 4 pancreatic cancer diagnosis and chemo. He's already back at work, and man, what an icon that guy is, just for like the world, not even as a game show host or a personality, but just as a hero to kind of follow and be like, if I ever have that happen to me, I want to have that kind of spirit, and I want to be able to go back and do what I love. So very, very cool news seeing that. Thanks for the inspiration in life, Alex Trebek. And a million other things you do. There's a great headshot somebody posted recently of him from the 70s with just like a mini fro and a thick mustache. I think I want to blow that up and put it on my wall and just be like, that's who you need to be, the spirit of this guy in your everyday life. So that is the intro to today's episode, guys. We're going to jump into some fun questions on all things purple. These were from a round I used at my live events last week, and there's 11 of them to try and figure out. Here we go. All right, all things purple. Question number one, written by Scott Buds. What purple character from McDonald's also means a twisted facial expression? Question number one, what purple character from McDonald's also means a twisted facial expression? Number one. Question number two. The first line of Purple Rain is, I never meant to cause you any blank. Fill in that blank. Number two, the first line of Purple Rain is, I never meant to cause you any blank. Number two. Question number three. What nickname did the Minnesota Vikings defensive line receive in the late 60s and 70s? Number three. What nickname did the Minnesota Vikings defensive line receive in the late 60s and 70s? Number three. Question number four. Amethyst is the purple birthstone of what month? Number four. Amethyst is the purple birthstone of what month? Question number five. Excuse me while I kiss this guy, were sometimes misquoted lyrics to what 1967 song? Number five. Excuse me while I kiss this guy, were sometimes misquoted lyrics to what 1967 song? Question number six. Whoopi Goldberg and Oprah Winfrey both earned Oscar nominations for their roles in The Color Purple. Who directed this 1985 drama? Who directed The Color Purple? Number six. Question number seven. Who played Professor Plum in the 1985 movie Clue? Number seven. Who played Professor Plum in the 1985 movie Clue? Question number eight. Who is the only U.S. president to receive the Purple Heart? Number eight. Who's the only U.S. president to receive the Purple Heart? Question number nine. Leela is a purple-haired character found on what hit TV show? Number nine. Leela is a purple-haired character found on what hit TV show? Question number 10. Founded in 1992, Purple is a fashion, art, and culture magazine published in what European country? Number 10. Founded in 92, Purple is a magazine published in what European country? And the bonus question for all things purple, 2 points if you're playing along at home. In 2002, M&M's held a vote to see which of three new colors were most popular. Purple was first. What were the other two? Or the other two colors besides purple back in 02, when M&M's held their vote to see which of three new colors were most popular. Those are your questions for all things purple. We'll be back in just a second with the answers to your purple questions. Here we go, guys. We got the answers to purple things. Let's see how you did. Number one, what purple character from McDonald's also means a twisted facial expression that would be Grimace, or also known as RBF in some places? Number one, a Grimace. Number two, the first line of Purple Rain is, I never meant to cause you any sorrow. The word was sorrow. The second line is, never meant to cause you any pain, if I'm not mistaken. A lot of people put pain and my live nights. Number three, what nickname did the Minnesota Vikings defensive line receive in the late 60s and 70s? You know it's purple related. It was the Purple People Eaters. The Purple People Eaters. Number four, amethyst is the purple birthstone of what month? That would be February. Number four, that'll be the birthstone month of my third kid coming up on leap day. Baby Buds number three. We don't know if it's a boy or a girl, but we're excited. Number five, excuse me while I kiss this guy, or sometimes misquoted lyrics to what 1967 song? That would be Purple Haze, Jimi Hendrix, number five. Number six, Whoopi Goldberg and Oprah Winfrey both earned Oscar nominations for their roles in The Color Purple. Who directed this 1985 drama? That was Steven Spielberg. I think I asked a similar question maybe a couple months back on a famous director's round. Number six. Number seven, who played Professor Plum in the 1985 movie Clue? That was Christopher Lloyd, Doc Brown himself, and Jim on Taxi. Christopher Lloyd, number seven. Number eight, who is the only U.S. president to receive the Purple Heart? That would be JFK, John F. Kennedy. Number nine, Leela is a purple-haired character found on what hit TV show? That would be Futurama. And number 10, founded in 92, Purple is a fashion, art, and culture magazine published in what European country? The answer was France. That is made in France. And your bonus question for 2 points. In 2002, M&M's held a vote to see which of three new colors were most popular. Purple was first. What were the other two? I was looking for aqua and pink. So I didn't accept blue because they did add blue back in 96, I think it was. Aqua, a little bit different of a shade, and pink were the runners-up to purple. And that was today's quiz, guys. I hope you had fun playing along with that one. If you like that episode, we've done a bunch of different colored rounds before. I think we've done orange things, red things, maybe yellow things. Go back, just search colors, and you will find some episodes. There's 500 episodes to check out, so a little something for every situation. It's time for the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Go check them out if you live locally. They make really good products. If you need something custom printed, from bandanas to towels to blankets to shirts, they'll do it all right in-house in San Dimas, where Bill and Ted takes place. And you can check them out at fmdesignsinc.com. What author wrote Harold and the Purple Crayon? What author wrote Harold and the Purple Crayon? If you know the answer, tweet me at RyanBuds on Twitter or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Smash Mouth, the band that appears at the end of the comedy film Rat Race. Trivia team name of the day is Purple Acid Rain, adding some disastrous elements to a purple rain there. Purple Acid Rain. And use that next time you need a good trivia team name, especially if you're playing in Minnesota. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you next time for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.